今天我们要一同思想的题目叫做受浸的意义。
Today the title of the sermon is The Meaning of Baptism.
刚才我们已经读了罗马书六章三到五节这一段的经文。
I just read Romans chapter 6 verse 3 to 5.
在信息之前，让我们再一次有一个短短的祷告。
Before the message, let us all pray again.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，这是一个美好荣耀的日子。
This is a beautiful day.
是主您自己得荣耀。
This is the day that you have the glory.
当我们要为三位弟兄姊妹来施洗施浸的时候
，When we baptize for the three brothers and sisters,
让我们也来再次一同的学习浸礼的意义。
Let us all study again the meaning of the baptism.
主啊，我们感谢主您自己的十架大爱。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful love from on the cross.
主啊，也愿您自己的爱充满我们每一个人的心。
We also ask your love to fill each one of our hearts.
让我们真的是舍己背负十架。
Let us forsake ourselves and also to carry your cross.
向世界死，向主而活。
To die in this world, but to live for you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.我们刚才已经讲过了，教会有着两个圣礼啊，就是圣餐与浸礼。
As we said earlier, the church has only two sacraments, communion and baptism.
那这两个圣礼为什么非常非常的特别呢
？Why these two sacraments are so special?
因为都与救恩啊，也就是耶稣基督的受死与复活密切的相关。
Because they're all closely related to the salvation, the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
也就是与十字架。密切的相关。
They are closely related to the cross.
啊，所以今天呢，让我们在这个特别的日子，一起来思想这个浸礼的意义。
So today, as we're celebrating this meaning of baptism,
那首先我们知道，浸礼是主耶稣基督自己亲自设立、传递给我们的，就像刚才我们所一起思想的这个圣餐的经文告诉我们的一样。
We know the baptism is also really being instituted and commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们大家都熟悉的大使命当中，这段话主就亲自吩咐门徒。
In the Great Commission, our Lord Jesus has, you know, instructed his disciples and all of us as well.
说你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
两千年以来。教会给无数的信徒来施洗。
For 2,000 years, the church has been baptizing just countless brothers and sisters.
曾经有人讲过一句话，说如果要是有一个信徒，两千年以前信徒活在今天，进入今天一个教会的会堂，他会发现至少两件没有变的事情。
Well,People said, you know, if a believer that in 2,000 years ago came to today's church, they will find there's two things that have not changed.
第一个，他会发现教会里面仍然在传讲那一本至圣的真道，就是圣经。
You'll find the church is still preaching the true world, word, the Bible.
这是从来不改变的。
It will never change.
第二点，他会发现教会里面有个禁食。
Secondly, you will find that the church still have a baptistry.
就像两千年以前一样。
Just like 2,000 years ago.
我在这里给大家看一些的照片。
I'll show some photos here.
这是非常古老的一个教会啊，在叙利亚。
This is a very old church in Syria.
那么考古就发现这个教会就有一个浸礼池。
And when they excavated this, they find the, you know, the church has a baptistry.
那这个教会是什么时候？主后两百年。
This church was built in AD 200.
也就是说，圣经刚写完之后一百年多一点的时候啊，这个一个很古老的一个教会。
It's only about, you know, 100 years after the New Testament was finished.
那有人呢就用这个电脑把这个教堂把它给。重建了一下就是这样的一个。
Somebody digitally reconstructed this baptistry.
他们有一个浸池。
Yeah, as you can see, there's baptistries here.
那这个图呢是在这个古老的拜占庭时期一个教会的一个浸礼池。
This also you see the baptistry in the old time during the Byzantine era.
啊，那这个进池还有后面我们看到的照片都很有意思。你看它是一个什么样的形状，弟兄姊妹
？And we'll see more photos later.
它是一个十字架的形状啊。
Yeah, you can see the shape of this baptistry is the shape of the cross.
刚才我们讲过，教会的这个圣礼是与十字架密切相关的。
We just said earlier that the sacraments have close relationship to the cross.
当初代教会的信徒来受浸归入主名的时候
，When you're being baptized in the church，
他们就是在宣告我与基督同死、同钉十字架，
they,
然后呢再同样复活。
They proclaim that they have the death in the cross just like Jesus Christ, but then they will rise again with the like Jesus Christ resurrection.
而且用这个像十字架形状的这个浸池啊，其实我觉得是很合理、很合理的。
And I feel this very, very reasonable, like to have a baptistry just like the shape of the cross.
这个施洗者站在横梁的一边啊，如果有一个帮助他的人再站在另外一边。
Yeah, the pastor or whoever carry out this baptism, you can see they're standing right beside the baptistry.
那么呢，受洗者呢就在这个竖的这个长条的这个池子这个形状当中来受洗。
Yeah, so the ones who's being baptized, you can see they're laying towards the vertical lines of the cross.
我们看这个也是同样拜占庭时期的另外一个教会的一个进池。
This is another baptistry also during the time of Byzantine.
这里还有一个。
Another one.
啊，这是一个大理石的这样的一个洗礼池，主后大概三百多年，四世纪的时候。
This is another cross-shaped marble baptistry, in the 300 AD.
所以两千年没有改变。
Yeah, 2000 years has not changed.
那我们在这里呢，要和大家来分享我们常常讲洗礼或者是浸礼，英文叫 baptism， 这个词到底是什么意思
？Today we're sharing what's the original meaning of the baptism.
啊，英文 baptism 这个词呢，是从希腊文当中直接拿过来的。
The word baptism is a transliteration from Greek.
哎，这个希腊文叫做 baptizo 啊，是它的动词形式。
The Greek word baptizo.
这个 baptizo 的意思就是 immerse， 就是完全的没入到这个水里面，是这个意思。
It means immerse yourself fully into the water.
啊，所以为什么我们今天说这个洗礼啊，准确的讲可以叫做浸礼，就是这个意思，因为这个是 immerse。完全的没入水中，这个词的意思。
So like that's why we're saying, you know, baptism is really a ceremony of immersion, because you immerse yourself into the water.
啊，所以等一下我们也会给大家看到圣经当中啊，圣经当中的洗礼啊，不管是主耶稣的洗礼啊，不管是这个腓力给埃提阿伯太监的洗礼等，也都是在水里面没入水中的这样。
We can see in the scripture, we can see the baptism all carry out in the water.
啊，那这个呢也。最能够反映啊，圣经当中关于浸礼的一个教导。
So this is truly reflection what's the meaning of the baptism.
不过我们在这里要特别的和弟兄姊妹来讲。
But one thing we have to just note to our brothers and sisters.
如果我们有的弟兄姊妹啊，比如说他是受的在别的教会受的点水礼啊，或者是婴儿的洗礼。Some of our brothers were baptized in our other church by sprinkle, or were baptized as an infant.
Okay, alright.
Yeah. 那么呢，来到我们教会啊，我们不要求说你必须再受一遍这个浸礼。
We do not require you to have to take baptism immersion again.
啊，才能够成为会员，才能够服侍，我们没有这个要求。
No, we do not have the requirement for that for you to become a member of this church and to serve in this church.
等一下，我们马上也会讲啊。说到底，我们得救并不是靠这个洗礼本身来得救。
A little later, we'll actually also talk about this, right? Because we're saved not because we're being baptized, but really because we believe in our Lord.
啊啊！但是呢，以前我在服属这些年，也有的时候有的弟兄姊妹啊，他说我以前在别的教会是受的点水礼。
Yeah, so in the many years I've served the Lord, and I also ran into a situation where brothers and sisters maybe come to me to say, well, they received the baptism through sprinkling.
啊，那么呢，来到我们的教会，明白了这个洗礼浸礼的真正的一个意思。
But when they come to the church, my church, and they understand the true meaning of the baptism,
那他主动的要求说，我愿意再受一次的这个浸礼，这个觉得更有意义。
And they requested to be baptized, means immersed into the water again.
那这样情况下，我们很乐意啊，给弟兄姊妹再做一次施浸礼。
In that situation, we'll be happy to carry out the baptism again for that brother and sister.
所以我希望大弟兄姊妹能够啊明白了解。今天虽然有不同的这个洗礼的这个形式啊，但是这个呢本身不是最基要的一个真理的问题。
So this is why, you know, we're explaining to our brothers and sisters, even though there's different format of the baptism, but that's not the fundamental truth of the biblical truth.
那么下面我们就要讲一下这个浸礼和救恩的关系。
Now we're going to talk about the relationship between the baptism and salvation.
刚才我们已经明讲了，没有一个人得救是因为单单是靠着受洗这件事情而得救。
So we just said earlier, no one was saved simply just because they're being baptized.
不过另一方面，我们也不能够小看这样一个圣礼。
But we also shouldn't minimize the importance of the baptism.
我们来看《使徒行传》当中有两处的经文。
We see the two verses in the book of Acts.
在第二章三十八节，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
Chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
使徒行传二十二章第十六节，现在你为什么单言了起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
Acts chapter 22 verse 16, And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
我们常常讲这个解经啊，一定要准确的按照原文的这个意思，圣经意思解经，还有一个要怎么样呢？整本圣经的这样一个整全的概念和意义来解每一节的经文。
We have said many times before that to interpret our scripture, we have to come back to the true meaning of those words, but also we just look at the overall context.
如果我们单单的，比如说就看二十二章十六节，那么会让我们有这样一个印象，就是我只有受洗了才能洗去我的罪。
But if you simply just look at chapter 22, verse 16 here, you would think, okay, you have to be baptized in order to be saved.
那么在基督教当中有个别的有的教会有一种的神学概念叫做受洗重生论 baptismal regeneration 受洗重生论。
So there's in some churches there's such a belief that you know such a theology to say the baptism regeneration
原来以前我在这个纽约上周我们的那个教会，后来我们买一个教堂。买那个教堂呢他们就是有这种的这个神学观点。
Well, I was in, serving in the upstate of New York, you know, we're trying to buy a church building, and that church itself has this theology.
我们当时去看他们教堂的时候，我就和他们的这个牧师，我们就有一些这个讨论神学上的这样一个意见的交换。
Yeah, so when we're visiting that church, and, you know, I was have a theological exchange with the pastor of that church.
他就说你单单说信不行啊，你必须要受洗才能够进天堂，不受洗这个人就不能进天堂。
Yeah, he said, well, you cannot just, you know, go to heaven because you're believing Jesus Christ. You have to be baptized to go to heaven.
所以他们教会是这样子啊，一个人只要要受洗，夜里两点，他立刻带你来教会里，随时给你受洗。
So in their church, like if you want to be baptized, even if it's 2 a.m. in the morning, they will go to baptize.
那你说教会里有水吗？他们的教会就是这个后面啊，就是我们现在十字架那个位置，讲台后面有好大的一缸热水 ，24/7 永远是热的，永远是满的。
So in their church, they always have a warm baptistry in their church.
你知道在纽约上周北部啊，冬天是冰天雪地啊。
You know, in upstate New York, in the winter time, it's like covered with snows.
教堂里也是很冷的，就烧一锅的热水，永远在那边，我都不知道要花多少钱电钱。
Yeah, it's still, you know, they're also very cold in the church as well. So keep the water warm. You can imagine how much electricity, they will, you know, cost will incur there.
那我们呢？因为神学观念跟他们不一样啊，我们第一次用了那个教堂给弟兄姊妹施洗一次，然后我们就把那个水给放掉了。下次有浸礼的时候，我们再去放水，省点钱。
Because we have a different theological interpretation. When we baptize, we'll fill up the tub, but then afterwards we'll drain the water out.
对，因为我们一年就两三次受洗嘛，这样子。
So、we probably only have two or three baptisms during the year.
就发现那个净池呢，因为它一直是这样乱乱着，你把它一放，那个放水放掉，下次再灌水的时候就漏了。
Well, then we find that, you know, because in the past the baptistry was always filled with water, now we drain it out and we refill it, we find it actually leaking.
所以下次受洗的时候，我们就跑到弟兄姊妹家里用那个浴缸去受了一次洗。
In that emergency situation, we have to go to our brother's sister's home to baptize brother's sisters in the bathtub.
好，那么为什么我们说这个受洗重生论啊，从整本圣经的教导来说是有问题的？
So why we're saying this baptism regeneration is maybe questionable when you look at the whole overall context of the scripture.
因为这里讲到洗去你的罪实际上是一个表征啊，叫你们的罪受洗，叫你的罪得赦，是 unto 是指的宣告你的罪已经得赦，是这个意思。
Because the meaning here when you're being baptized, you're really proclaiming that you are being saved.
那我们再看圣经其他地方的教导啊。整全的看就很清楚，比如说罗马书十章第九到第十节。
So we'll look at the Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
那里明讲说人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
You can see in verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
这是为什么今天我们在教会当中传福音常常有一个叫所谓的决志祷告。
So that's why we have, you know, when we're during the gospel missions, we're calling for people to
sinner's prayer.
Sinner's prayer. Yeah.
它的圣经根据就是从这里来的。
Yeah, that's where this biblical foundation is built.
使徒行传第十六节这里也讲得很，十六章这里讲得很清楚，说当信主耶稣，你和你一家就必得救，就必得救。
So in the Acts chapter 16 verse 31, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
啊，那这里呢又有个题外话，对这些的经文有时候也有误解。
Well, it also is a tangential topic here. There's also sometimes misunderstanding about this verse.
大家有听过这种讲法吗？一人信主，全家得救。
Yeah, someone has, you know, maybe said before, like one person being saved, then the entire household is being saved.
这样的讲法准确不准确？
This is accurate.
不准确。
It's not really accurate.
它的根据是这些经文，但实际上是理解错了。
Because they have a misunderstanding from this verse.
这里说当信主耶稣，这个信的主语是谁？哎，对了。
What's the subject in the belief on the Lord Jesus Christ?
这个信的主语也是你和你一家。
Yeah,
你和你一家当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
The subject is you and your household.
啊。
So that's why you...When your household believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and so you will be saved in your household.
好，马可福音十六章十六节这一句经文很有意思。
Mark chapter 16 verse 16.
讲到说信而受洗的必然得救。
He said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved."
他有没有说不受洗的就必被定罪
？Did he say that if you're not baptized, that you will not be saved?
没有这样说，对不对？
Yeah.
他只是说不信的。必被定罪。
But then he said, "He who does not believe will be condemned."
所以它是一个充分条件，但不是一个必要条件。
So it's a
这个地方有点。It's not necessary.
It's not necessary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 好啊，所以我们再来看一个处的经文。这处经文就是当年我跟那个 Churchill Christ 那个牧师，我们在讨论的时候，我就举这个例子。
Now let's look at this, this verse is here. This is the verse I actually used when I was doing the theological exchange with that pastor.
啊，我说你相信这个受洗重生论，那十字架上那个强盗呢？
Well, so, they asked him, so if you believe in baptism and regeneration, then what about this, thief on the cross with, Jesus Christ?
因为我们知道这个十字架上强盗跟耶稣一起钉在十字架上，他是不可能去受洗的。
Because this person was hanged on the cross,Right besides Jesus Christ, he wouldn't be able to be baptized.
他说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”他就这样一个相信信仰的一个宣告。耶稣说：“我告诉你，今天你要与我同在乐园里了。”
Because he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into the kingdom." It's a simple proclamation that he believed this, And then Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amen. 请问大家这个强盗有没有得救?
So is this thief being saved?
得救了，他不但得救了，而且从神学意义上来讲，他是真正的第一个新约的基督徒。
Well, so not only is this person being saved, but also in the true sense that he is like the first Christian that believed in Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
完全的因信称义。
Totally being saved because he believes.
啊，所以我当年跟那个受洗成圣的牧师，我就举这个例子啊，然后他的回答就是这件事情我倒是交给耶稣，我也不知道，他不知道怎么回答，那我交给耶稣。
Yeah, so I had an exchange with a pastor regarding this verse, and he said, "Well, I don't quite know, so I'll lay it in our Lord's hands." And
所以呢，我一定程度上我理解同意，说确实我们知道洗礼是非常非常重要的。
On one hand, I truly believe that baptism is very, very important.
但是我们也必须要讲清楚，人得救不是靠着这个洗礼。
But we also have to say that people are saved not by baptism.
而是靠什么呀？靠着相信，对主的耶稣基督的信靠。
But by faith.
浸礼乃是表明宣告这个人已经得救了。
Baptism is a sign of salvation.
那么既然这样讲，那有人可能就会说了，那我只要相信就好，那我受不受洗无所谓。
Well, now we said all this, somebody may say, well, now, okay, fine, I can just believe in Jesus, I don't have to be baptized anymore.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样子的，我们下面就要来看看这个浸礼的重要性。
That's also not what we meant. Let's now look and see why this is important to be baptized.
我们首先第一点，我们要知道主耶稣他都受洗了呀。
The first point we talk about is that Jesus himself was baptized.
他来到施洗约翰那里，受了施洗约翰的浸礼，在约旦河。
So he came to the John the Baptist, and he was being baptized by John.
耶稣说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
这样一位圣洁的救主，
Such a holy Lord, holy God.
他是永生的真神成为人。
He's the God who...to come to this world's flesh.
你看他从水里上来，连他就去到这个约旦河里面去受这个浸礼。
You see, he's, you know, when he is rising from the river, because he was being baptized.
那我们每一个信徒难道不要跟随主耶稣的脚踪而行吗？
Shouldn't each one of us, as God's children, follow Jesus' footsteps?
第二点，其实我们也要知道，这个浸礼是耶稣给每一个信主者的第一个命令。
They also look at it now. The baptism is the first command that was given by Jesus to the believers.
刚才我们都看到这个大使命。
We all have seen this great commission.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
Chapter 28. 我们知道大使命是要去使万民做主的门徒。
We know the great commission is to, you know, go make disciples of all nations.
那么每一个主的门徒，下面大家看主耶稣马上讲的第一句话是什么？
What was the next sentence immediately after that?
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，对不对？
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传当中，圣经当中也都是给我们一个一个例子，看到一个人只要是受洗了，那好，你说你信主做主门徒，马上要怎么样？要受洗归入主。
You can also see in the book of Acts, there are many, many examples when the people being converted become believers, they will be baptized right away.
遵守了主的这个受洗的命令，然后才有什么？我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，遵守主的其他各样的吩咐。
Follow our Lord's command, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then after that, teaching them to observe all things that have commanded you.
多年以前，我曾经遇到过一位传道人。
Have another minister many years ago.
他以前呢，在国内是这个叫公知，但是公共知识分子。公知，这个 public intellect
OK、yeah.
就是呢，这个很有思想的人。
Yeah, have many thoughts.
那么在国内这个大学里面去这个这个什么学生学者团契就听了福音。
So he went to the fellowships with other, Christians, then he became a believer.
然后信了主以后呢，他后来跟我分享他的见证，他说我多年理直气壮我就不受洗。
He He shared his testimony with me. He said, well, many years ago, I just refused to be baptized.
啊, 这个很有这个想法。
Yeah, just so he's very stubborn.
他就说我因信称义就行了。
He said, well, yeah, just, I believe in Lord Jesus, that's enough.
长话短说,后来他真正的明白了,后来他就不是这个理智上不受洗了,而是甘心乐意遵从主的吩咐,好好的受洗。
But eventually, he turned around and followed Lord's command and be baptized.
然后他就后来奉献做了传道人。
He devoted himself to Lord's ministry.
所以如果要是今天有的时候有人说,我只要信主就好了,我不用去受洗。
So if someone today claims to be a believer in the Lord but doesn't even obey the first commandment of Jesus to be baptized.
那我们的回答是这样子,确实如果你真的相信,只要信主,确实能得救。
Our answer to them would be like this, right? Yes, if you truly believe in the Lord, you'll be saved.
但是我们也要问一个问题。
But we also should ask a question.
如果你宣称你说你是信主的,可是主的第一个命令你都不遵守,那耶稣真的是你的主吗? 你自己去回答这个问题,你跟神的关系,你好好在主面前祷告。
But if you proclaim that Jesus is truly your Lord, yet you do not even follow or obey his first commandment, is Jesus truly your Lord?
所以加拉太书3:27节说,你们受洗归入基督的,都是披戴基督了。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27,
Okay.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Yes. 那么呢,我们看第三节,我们知道新约当中信徒都是信而受洗的,没有说我信,但是我可以受洗,我不受洗,没有的。
When we look across New Testament, we find the believers were all baptized after become a believer.
你看菲利向这个埃提阿伯太监去传道啊。
So Philip preaching the gospel to the eunuch.
那么呢,这个那是在向加萨的旷野当中,这个太监他信了主,看到说这里有水,他说我受洗有什么妨碍呢?
They were in the desert, but then they finally see the water, and the eunuch was saying, I want to be, here's the water, what hinders me from being baptized?
他就提出来,那我要受洗礼。You
want to be baptized?
然后腓力就在这里,看到他信仰是清楚明确的,立刻就给他受洗礼,下水里去,然后他们从水里一起上来。
Philip saw his true belief then and immediately baptized him, and they were coming together from the water, coming up out of the water together.
实际上这个洗礼这个浸礼呢,是非常有意义,它的意义,它的预表一直往前可以延伸到旧约当中。
Yeah, so you can also see the, kind of like the prophesying of the baptism in the Old Testament, in the
那么这里呢,是在哥林多前书第10章,保罗在这边有告诉我们,说其实以色列人当年过红海,就是我们今天受洗的一个预表。
The First Corinthians chapter 10, you can see Apostle Paul told the believers that in the old times when Moses and the Israelites went through the pass through the Red Sea, they were just like representing they were being baptized in the sea.
他们过红海之前是不是已经在神的保护之下,弟兄姊妹?
Well, before they crossed Red Sea, were they already under protection of our Lord?
那时候神的云柱火柱已经在保护他们。
Yeah, there's because they were already have the column of the cloud and the column of the fire.
但是他们是在红海的这一边,还是在埃及,对不对?
But when were they on this side of the Red Sea, they were still in Egypt.
那么一旦从红海经过,法老的军兵被淹在红海当中, 他们跟这个埃及跟法老还有没有关系?
But after they finally crossed the Red Sea, then the Pharaoh's army was being drowned in the sea. Do they still have any relationship to the Egypt?
就跟埃及就拜拜了,是吧?就出埃及了。
And they're saying bye-bye to Egypt.
在圣经当中,埃及象征什么?
What does Egypt represent in the Old Testament?
罪恶的世界。
It's like the sinful world.
法老象征撒旦的权势。
Pharaoh represent the Satan's the power.
今天当我们受洗归入主名,
Today when we're being baptized and believing our Lord,
向世界宣告,
we're proclaiming to the world.
向天使包括向魔鬼宣告,
we're proclaiming to the Satan.
这个世界的权势在我里面没有地位了。
The power of this world is no longer in me.
当然不是说我们已经完全了,我们还要在旷野当中,有这个旷野42站,我们还要最终要进入迦南美地,还有征战,这是新生命的 一个成圣过程。
That doesn't mean we're complete or we can rest. It is really when you see the Old Testament, you can see they have many battles and all that when they go into the Promised Land.
那弟兄姊妹们，我确实真的服侍主这些年，见证许许多多的不同的信徒。
I've seen many testimonies during my service to the Lord in these many years.
一方面，我们绝不是靠这个受浸去得救。
We on one hand we not being saved because we're being baptized.
但是一方面，这个受浸不受浸，你会看到他的生命真的是很大的不同。
On the other hand, you'll see the life is very different when they're being baptized.
当我们还没有受洗的时候，好像还总是有点这个脚踩两只船的意思。
Before we're baptized, we may still sometimes appear that we as if we're having our feet in both boats.
当我们受洗过了红海出来一集，就继续往前奔啊，凌晨。
But after we're being baptized and we cross the Red Sea, that's when we truly do not look behind, look back and just go forward in our Lord's mission.
好吧，那我们要回到这个罗马书第六章，这一段就讲到这个浸礼。它的重要性，它的意义了。
Now we come back to Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 5.
这里明讲，我们的浸礼当没入水中的时候是与主同埋葬，从水里出来的时候是什么呀？是与主同复活。
It said very clearly here that if we have been united together in the likeness of death, because when you immerse into the water, you're united with Jesus in the likeness of his death, but when you rise from the water, you shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
旧人已经死掉了。
The old self is already died.
从水里出来的是一个新造的人。
What coming out of the water is a new person.
第六，我们知道这个浸礼与主的身体的这样一个关系。
Point number six, we talk about the relationship between baptism and the Lord's body.
也就是主的教会。
It also means our Lord's church.
哥罗西前书第十二章讲说，我们不管是什么样的人，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, it said for by one spirit we are all baptized into one body.
我们知道这个身体是主的身体，指的是教会。
We know this body here refers to Lord's church.
没有一个人受洗是可以脱离教会而受洗。
There's no one re-baptized outside of the church.
哎，你说那个。埃提阿伯太监那个 Ethiopian 那个 eunuch 他不是就是腓力两个人给他受洗吗
Well, isn't the eunuch was baptized just by Philip, just two of them?
他是在教会的权柄底下受洗的吗
They were being baptized under the governance of the church.
首先腓力当然是教会的这个执事后来成为传道人之一。
So, Philip is one of the deacons in the regional church.
而且很重要的，这个埃提阿伯太监回到这个伊索比亚啊，埃塞俄比亚去以后，他是第一个信徒，他就开始建立教会。
We also know this eunuch when he went back to Ethiopia, he also started building the church.
他所建立的教会今天都还存留呢。
And the church built by him still exists today.
所以这个浸礼与主的身体与主的教会是密不可分的。
So this baptism is also closely related to the Lord's body.
在有的营会里面
yeah, in some of the gospel events.
到有的教会我去服侍
I serve in some of the other churches.
我到国内有时候去短宣
When I was on a short mission trip to back to China.
那弟兄姊妹说，哎，有牧师来帮我们来这个施洗礼。
Now this brother and sister said, okay, now pastor, you're here, you can help to baptize our brothers and sisters.
我每一次都要向会众宣告，也向这个受洗的弟兄姊妹跟他们清楚地讲。
Every time I'll proclaim to the congregation.
是你们这个教会授权给我来施行这样一个浸礼。
Is this church authorized me to baptize your brothers and sisters?
你的这个受洗跟我给你受洗完了，我就走了，跟我没有关系。
This baptism is really not related to me. It's
你的受洗是归入这样一个教会，这样一个主的身体。
It belongs to this church, this Lord's body.
今天我们受洗归主的三位弟兄姊妹。
That's for the three brothers and sisters who will be baptized today.
归入主的身体，既是一个无形的普世的教会。
Come back to the Lord's body. It's not just for the invisible body of the universal church.
也是受洗归入一个有形的一个具体的教会。
But also come back to belong to this visible body, the local church.
就是 CCMC.
CCMC.
任何一个小 baby 出生一定是要有一个家，对不对呀？
Every newborn baby has a home.
今天我们三位啊属灵的这个啊 baby 啊主内弟兄姊妹，他们受洗归入主名，是要在这样一个属灵的家里面来茁壮的成长。
For the three brothers and sisters, the three spiritual baby, and now they will be, be baptized and belong to the spiritual body, the visible body of the local church.
在教会当中来学习主的话语，在教会当中来服侍主。
And to study our Lord's words in the church, and also to serve our Lord in the church.
那我们所有的弟兄姊妹在这样一个家庭当中为他们祷告，为他们守望。
All the brothers and sisters will continue to pray for them and to watch for them.
让他们在这样一个属灵的家里面能够健康的成长。
So they can grow in a healthy fashion, in this church.
下面我们还要很有一件很重要的要分享，就是这个浸礼可不是一个结束，而是一个崭新的开始。
Another important point we're going to share today is baptism is not an end, but a new beginning.
在过去，30多年以来
，the last 30 some years，
北美华人教会受洗归主的这个华人信徒不少。
The North American the churches in North America there are many people being baptized.
有人说，如果要是把所有这些受洗的信徒的数字都加起来，那北美华人教会每一个教会全都容不下的。
If you count everybody who have ever been baptized, there won't be enough capacity to hold all of them in the North American churches.
但是很多人受洗以后就看不见了。
But many people disappear from the church after they're baptized.
当然是各方面的原因。
Probably many reasons.
那其中有一方面的原因是什么呢？
One of the reasons maybe.
就是有人他认为说我受洗以后我就完事大吉了。
Some people may think that after I was being baptized, okay, I've completed all the work.
我不单做了决志的祷告。
Not only I have the prayer to believe in the Lord.
而且我已经都到那个水里去泡过一下了。
But also I immersed myself into the water.
那现在我这个进天堂的门票是拿得很牢的。
Now I have the ticket to heaven.
那所以呢，我就不需要还什么背十字架呀，礼拜天还要教会服侍啊，这个还要去读经祷告聚会，太麻烦了。
So I do not need to carry our Lord's cross. I do not need to serve in the church. It's just too complicated.
那这种情形也是比较普遍的。
We've seen many cases of this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所讲的这个因信称义的道理，我们必须要整全正确的去理解。
We should have a complete understanding of what this means to be saved through our belief, our faith.
如果一个人单单只是说口头上相信，甚至说好，那我就受了一下洗，但是没有真正生命的改变。
If someone just simply said, "Okay, I believe in the Lord and okay, I'm baptized," but really no change in their life.
不是一举一动开始有这样一种新生的样式。
They do not really have, you know, like likeness to our Jesus Christ in their everyday actions.
那么这样一种的这个受洗，或者说你的这个觉知的祷告，不管是哪一个形式，真的就能够救我们吗？
What does it truly save us, you know, through just because our prayer to believe in the Lord or through our baptism?
使徒雅各可明讲，信心没有行为是什么呀？是死的。
Apostle James said, you know, the faith without the action is dead.
所以罗马书第六章后面我们看六节一直到十四节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 6 to 14.
Yeah, 这里讲到说我们的旧人跟基督同钉十字架，这个罪身灭绝了。
This is talk about knowing that our old man was crucified with him.
那么下面我们不再做罪的奴仆，我们已经脱离了罪。
That the body of sin might have been done away with.
那我们向罪死了，我们却要向神活着。
So we were dead towards the sin, but we're free, being free from the sin, then we're towards the living of Jesus Christ.
我们在基督的里面要看我们是一个有新生命的一个新的活的人。
We need to see that we're truly becoming new life in our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要再回到那个旧有的生命里面去。
We should not go back to our old selves.
不要再容罪在我们彼此身上做王。
We should not let the sin, let sin reign in your mortal body.
不要再顺从身子的私欲。
That you should not should obey it in its lust.
要像从死里复活的人。
But rather, we should be like the our Lord who is resurrected.
因为我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Because we're not under law, but under grace.
一个在恩典之下的人，要活出在主恩典里面的新生命。
The person who's under grace need to live the life in the new life in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这种崭新的生命是在各方面表现出来的。
This new life can be manifested through many facets of your life.
我们遵守主的吩咐。
We follow our Lord's commands.
常常的读经，祷告，亲近神。
Study His words. We pray. We learn His will.
聚会敬拜，传福音，服侍主。
Come to worship Him and to serve in His name.
这些不是教条。
This is not a
dogmatic. 也不是说我要靠这些行为得救，但是这是我们一个新人自然活出来的。
It's also not because we're being saved through our actions, but really because the new life will manifest itself.
不在我原来以前的教会，我们曾经有一位老师母。
Well, in my old church, we used to have an old lady.
Old
pastor's wife.
那她也在教会里面教导主日学。
She also teaches Sunday schools in the church.
我们大家都非常的尊敬这位老师母，这位老师母也给我个人有很多的这个帮助和引领，我特别的感激。
Well, very respect is the old pastor's wife, and also she has helped me a lot.
这老师母就有一次讲到一件她自己经历的这个事情。
And she's one time mentioned one thing she experienced.
她说她到这个超市里面去买东西呢，有这么个习惯。
She said she went to buy stuff from the supermarket.
比如说很喜欢这个吃这个樱桃哈，看到那卖一袋袋樱桃，她就。从里面上面拿一个，然后呢放在嘴里先尝一尝。
She has a habit when, for example, she sees cherry, she will pick one out and put it in her mouth and taste it.
如果酸的就不买啊，如果是甜的，哎，那我就买。
If it's sour, then she wouldn't buy, but if it's sweet, then she will buy.
她说她有一天在这个超市里面呢，正好就是来了一个樱桃，一个樱桃刚放到嘴里面。
She said one day she was doing the same thing, just pick out one cherry and put in her mouth.
还没有时间去这个咀嚼这个。樱桃尝尝味道呢。
I hasn't even been able to chew on it and to taste it.
正好那个有一个人在喊扎师母。
Someone called her name.
他一扭头一看，是他主日学里面的一位同学。
It's a student from her Sunday school.
他说，当时嘴里含着这个樱桃，看着这个弟兄姊妹，也没法张口，也没法讲话，脸憋得通红。
Yeah, so when she was being called on, you know, she still had the cherry in her mouth. She couldn't say anything. She also couldn't chew and swallow it. So, like, you know, her face turned red.
那么这老师母说，从那天开始，她生命有了一个改变。
Then the old pastor wife said, well, from that day on, she has a change in her life.
下次再到超市里面去这个买樱桃啊。
When she come to the supermarket to buy cherries again.
看到一袋一袋在那里，也不知道是酸的甜的。
Don't know whether it's sour or sweet.
他说我低头做个祷告，拿起一袋就走。
I'll quickly pray and I'll just pick one bag and go.
这些小事啊，我觉得这个是很实在的。
Well, little things, but it's actually really have two meanings.
就我到今天，我都还在学这个功课。
I'm still learning a lesson today myself.
就在前两个礼拜
，two weeks ago，
我去超市里面买鸡蛋。
I went to supermarket to buy eggs.
这个门拉开，不是拿一盒一盒鸡蛋拿出来。
You open the door, you see the box of the eggs.
买了这么多次鸡蛋，就这么一次，就啪一下掉下来啊，竖着就是戳在这个地上。
Well, I bought eggs so many times, and for whatever reason, this one time, the box bag just dropped on the ground.
里面几个鸡蛋就已经碎了，就这个汤都开始流出来，蛋黄也出来。就是当时。我捡起来这一盒的这个鸡蛋，我心里就有一个挣扎。
When I pick up this box of the eggs, I have a struggle in my heart.
你猜什么挣扎
？What do you think the struggle is?
放回去换一盒。
Should I change for another box?
我真的有这个挣扎啊。
I truly have this struggle.
但是我知道，这掉的，这是我责任嘛。
But I know, like, this is my responsibility to cause this to drop on the ground.
是我自己没有拿好。
I didn't hold tight to this box.
你知道有的时候听说有的到那个商店去买东西啊，这个他们这个商家啊，不良商家啊，故意把那个东西摆的歪歪扭扭的，这叫碰瓷。你不
？Well, sometimes, yeah, there may be like you know merchants that's not so good, and they may put stuff there and kind of stage potential accidents.
那一碰花就倒了，然后你得付钱。
Well, if you touch it, then everything just fall apart, and okay, you have to pay for it.
那这种情况下，实际上不是你的责任，是那个商家不良商家干的这个。
Well, in those situations, okay, it's not real responsibility. It's maybe the merchant's responsibility.
但是这个鸡蛋我啪一下打掉了。
Well, but this time it's me.
我说主啊，这盒鸡蛋我得买。
Yeah, that Lord, I'll buy this.
不但买，而且跟人家拿来那个纸巾，还把这地上那些的鸡蛋汤还得给擦一擦。
And also clean up the ground.
就是呗。求神帮助我们，我们都是软弱的人。
But brothers and sisters, let Lord help us because we're all weak.
刚才我们所读到的，我们一个受洗归入主名的人，让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Well, we talk about like when we truly become a believer, let each one of our you know daily actions that really represent our Lord.
我知道我们每天都面临各种各样的诱惑、属灵的征战。
There are many temptations and trials, tribulations in our life.
但是靠主的恩典，我们能够越来。越像基督
But we can be more like our Lord through His grace.
显出我在基督里的个真生命是真实的
So it's like truly it's a new life in our Lord.
约翰福音十二章二十四节，我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
John chapter 12 verse 24, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies,It produces much grain.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But if it dies, it produces much grain.
我们马上有三位弟兄姊妹要向世界宣告，我死了。
We'll have our three brothers and sisters today. We will proclaim to the world that I'm dead to this world.
但是还有一个更美好的信息，就是我又活了。
But there's an even more beautiful message after that is that I live again.
Amen.
Amen.
是一个更美好的生命。
So truly, more beautiful life.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，感谢神，让我们再一次来思想受浸的意义。
Dear Lord, thank you for letting us to think and reflect on the true meaning of the baptism.
我们现在在座许多弟兄姊妹都是已经与主同埋葬、同复活的人。
Many sisters, brothers here in the audience, they have already been baptized and they immerse themselves into the water to have the likeness in the death with you, but also then they rise above from the water, have the likeness of the resurrection with you.
我们承认在基督的新生命还有许多的不完全。
We admit that we still have many, many sinful and incompleteness in our new life even.
我们常常仍然有软弱，常常被这个世界诱惑。
We're still very weak. We're still many times being tempted by this world.
但是感谢主，我们知道这个生命是属于主的，也是在基督里不断成长的。
But praise the Lord, we know this new life belongs to you and will continue grow in you.
不是我们自己能，而是主耶稣您所做成的救赎大功。
Not because we can, but rather you can through your salvation.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给我们的万王之王万主之主。
All this praise and glory goes to you and King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
主啊，求主也继续施恩保守，主啊，让我们能够为主广传福音，引领更多的人信而受洗。
And we ask you to continue through your grace to help us to continue spread your gospel to other people to make disciples of all nations.
让主名得到荣耀。
Glorify your name.
得到完全的荣耀。
The complete glory.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.